Hey, it's Monday, and you know what that means. You feel like you have no strength for the start of the week. Maybe you don't really like your job. Maybe you don't like going to school. And some of the subjects you study are just, you could really pass on those. Well, how do you find the strength to just keep going and do what you're supposed to do? It's coming up. Hi folks, Pastor Scott here at True Zealots Transform. Thanks for tuning in and listening. I'm glad you're here. Hope you're having a good start to your week. But you know what? Everyone has those Monday mornings, right? They have, or depending on what time of day it is when you listen to this and watch this. Nevertheless, thanks for tuning in and listening. Today I want to just give you a shot in the arm. I want to try to give you a boost and encouragement from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah chapter 40. You probably have heard these verses. I don't know. But let me be an encouragement to you. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31. Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31. The Bible says this: He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to be able to walk down the street and not feel like you're fainting? Seems like as our bodies age, so does our energy. Our bodies just, our energy fades and our energy just, you see the kids running around the playground, I wish I had that energy. Well, folks, I'm not talking about physical energy necessarily today, although that is part of it. I'm talking about having the energy, the mental capacity to just keep going. I've been there. You're in college, you're working, you're trying to pay bills, you're trying to, maybe you work, live in the dorm, maybe you live on base, on housing, dorm housing, college housing, and you're trying to pay your bills, you're trying to keep your head together, passing classes. Maybe work a job, a seemingly dead-end job at that, and there's no way to move up or whatever. I don't know what your situation is, but you may be one of those thousands of people out there who you just, you got to ask yourself, how am I going to go on? Well, today I want to give you a truth from the scripture we just read, how that folks, coffee and caffeinated drinks are only going to last for so long. They're only going to drive you for so long. What you need to do is you need to ask the Lord, okay? You need to get along with God and ask Him for strength and His wisdom to get you through the week, to get you through things. Ask Him for understanding for those classes you really don't understand. I mean, sure, it's part of your degree, so you've got to take the class. It's required, maybe, or maybe you even took an elective, and you're like, man, why did I take this? You're paying for it, right? I mean, so what are you going to do? But maybe you just need to ask God, how am I going to pass this? The requirements, wow. Ask Him for wisdom. Ask Him to help you guard your tongue, for example, for saying something against a colleague, your boss. I used to have colleagues like that. I used to have workmates like that. Man, I just wanted to say something, and honestly, it would make me feel better if I said it. But at the end of the day, maybe my job would be in question as well. But that said, the devil wants you to quit. He wants you, the world and the devil, they want you to quit and to mess up. That's it, folks. They are watching you. Somebody is watching you. And they want you to quit. They want to laugh at you. They don't want you to succeed. But God wants you to. God wants you to succeed. He wants you to pass. He wants you to finish. And today I just want you to get that in your mind. Strength to finish strong. Strength to finish strong. God, give me strength to finish strong. You need to decide that your marriage is worth it. You need to decide that finishing school is worth it. You need to decide that somebody is watching you as the only good example they have in life. And you're their good example. Finish strong. Finish strong. So let me give you a thought today. Find your strength in the Lord and finish strong. you want to be like that racer, the runner in the race who, you know, when they finally run the final lap and the tape is coming up and they bust that finishing tape and they put their hands up like, yes, yes, I finished. Now they're tired, their muscles are sore, they're weary, but you know what? They got the crown. They got the trophy. They won. They finished. So finish today. Finish tomorrow. Finish the next day. Finish this week. And then once you finish this week, finish the next week. And then a month. And then so forth and so on. You get the idea. Finish strong. Find strength in the Lord to finish strong. Hope that'll transform your day, friend. We'll see you next time.